Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. How good are you at managing upwards, at influencing key senior stakeholders within your business? It's a challenge for many sales leaders, and that's the topic for today's episode of the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Hello and welcome back to this beautiful Friday, the 9th of October, 2020. Darren Mitchell here, your host of the show. And today's topic is one that's quite topical, quite pertinent for a lot of sales leaders, but also a lot of leaders in general that many people seem to have some challenges with managing upwards, managing expectations, communicating messaging, and therefore really influencing key stakeholders within their organizations to the point where many people try to avoid doing it, or they have a level of trepidation when it comes to managing senior stakeholders. And it's really weird and how so many people get caught up in this feeling of nervousness, this trepidation of this, I don't want to say the wrong thing just in case they think of me in a certain way, or they tell me to do something I don't want to do, or they give me some feedback that I don't want to hear. And look, I've been there. I've spent many years in corporate organizations having to not only manage the expectations of senior leaders, but then report and deliver messaging and present in front of senior stakeholders. And it wasn't until I understood that, you know what, they're people just the same as we are. They might have the same trepidations and same challenges that we do, just they're at a higher level, they get paid more and all that sort of stuff, and maybe there's more demands on their time, and therefore they don't appear to have as much time, which puts an added level of pressure on us to get the messaging right. But at the end of the day, they're just people. And what I found out, which hopefully will be valued today, and I just come off a coaching call with a client, and it was such an eye-opener for him, because he was spending so much time preparing and worrying about what the message was going to be for a senior leader with senior leaders within his organization that potentially was doing his head in. And it's something that we don't have to really concern ourselves with if we get some things fundamentally in place first. And that will give us the confidence when we add a little bit of structure to it to be able to have a message and have a conversation, and whether it be a verbal conversation, a written conversation, or in fact a presentation of some sort for senior stakeholders, we should be in a position where we can deliver really good updates, really good information to senior stakeholders, and not be too concerned about what the feedback's going to be, because we're really clear on what the messaging is. So that's the topic for today. I want to talk about the power of influencing upwards, because it not only will help with a leader's confidence, and certainly as a sales leader, a lot of the times we do need a lot of confidence because there's so much pressure on us to try and hit the number, but being able to then think about and formulate the messaging to make sure we hit the right points based on the type of people we're having the conversation with. Now, whilst it might be a challenge for many people, it doesn't have to be that way. And so what we talked about today, and I think I've recorded a podcast previously on this where we talked about some elements of influence, and I just want to re-summarize a couple of key points before we jump into the key content chunk of today. And that is, from an influencing point of view, there are three core qualities that a great influence will have, or an effective influence will have. Now, this is applying to whether you're influencing key stakeholders that are at your peer level, certainly influencing people who are your direct reports, or you have to bring into a situation or a project, for example, but even more so when you're dealing with senior stakeholders, either within your own organization or within your customer or channel organizations, where you need to influence and get a message across to hopefully get some decisions out of them. And the three key areas that or three key qualities of an effective influencer is empathy, coherence, and flexibility. Now, this is all underplanned by the concept of you need to plan. So when it comes to good communication, you need to be able to plan. Even if you take 5 minutes, or in some cases a couple of minutes, to plan before you have a level of communication, then that's better than no plan at all. What I found out the hard way is it's not conducive, nor is it great practice to wing it in communication, and certainly winging it in presentations or winging it in meetings. You need to be prepared. You need to plan for it. So when you talk about these three qualities, empathy, coherence, and flexibility, there's a couple of things in each of these that we need to be really conscious of. Within empathy, this is all about how do we understand the type of people that we're going to be communicating with, or that we know we're going to come up against in a conversation, whether it be a negotiation or a project review or some form of conversation. What are the types of styles they have? What motivates them? What's important to them? How do they think? How do they behave? How do they communicate? Are they somebody that's really focused on detail, or do they just want to get to the bottom line? So from an empathy point of view, we need to start putting ourselves in their shoes and understanding the world from their perspective, and then thinking about, okay, how do I adjust therefore my style to make sure that I'm now communicating in a way that they understand, and it appears that we're on the same page. So that's the empathy side of things. From the coherence perspective, coherence is all about, how do we plan for the event we're going to have, the conversation, the presentation, etc. This is all about planning and getting it really right, and thinking about, how do I pick out the right messages that are going to be relevant to the audience, and how do I position those in a really tactical but also practical and persuasive way that means that it's going to be engaging, it's going to hit the right points, and it's going to enable me to stack the odds in my favor of getting the influencing event done. So I'm going to influence them to make a decision, or influence them to move one step closer to making a decision. So this is all about the planning side of it and really getting honed in on the key messages, because if you're like most sales leaders, in fact most leaders, when it comes to information that's available, there's so much information that it's easy to get completely overwhelmed with just a plethora of content, to the point where, you know what, it's just overload. And so what we have to do from a coherence point of view is really think about, what are the key messages that we need to get across, and what are some key elements of content that will support those key messages that doesn't cloud people's judgment and certainly doesn't overwhelm them, feeling as if there's just too much information to wade through. So planning is a key thing. And from a flexibility point of view, being the third key quality of an effective influencer, is about, okay, what sort of perceptions and impressions do I want to create, and how am I then going to deliver the message? What sort of delivery skills am I going to use? Is it going to be a presentation that's standing up? Am I going to do this via a video, a Zoom type call? What sort of skills am I going to bring to the table that enables me to stack the odds in my favor of getting a great win-win outcome? But also having the flexibility that if something is thrown at me during the meeting, I've done the preparation, I have the understanding and the confidence that I can adjust and pivot in the meeting as well to continue to get that message across. So there are three core things that, when it comes to effectively influencing anybody, we've got to have those things in place: empathy, coherence, and then flexibility. Now, when we're talking today, I said that this is a key question that every single person is asking any senior leader. In fact, people are asking this about yourself as well, and I've gone over these in previous episodes as well, but it's the three key questions that we're always asking ourselves. One is, do you care about me? Does this leader care about me? So from a senior leadership point of view, you're going to be asking this question of yourself. Does this senior leader care about me? Can they help me is the second question, right? And the third question is, can I trust them? And so those three key questions, that's what your team are asking about you, and you will be asking about your senior key stakeholders that you're about to go and present to or try to influence. And so if the answers to those three key questions are no, then we've got some work to do. But if they're yes, then it puts us in a better position to be in a more confident position to have an influencing conversation and put the things on the table and be prepared to answer any questions that come up, or potentially being prepared to push the envelope a little bit more and maybe asking for more than you ordinarily would if you didn't have yes as answers to those three questions. So when I shared those three questions this morning with my client, it was a bit of an eye-opener, because he said to me that I never really thought about that in terms of the senior stakeholders that he's been dealing with within this organization. But what he then said was quite interesting, and he said, okay, based on that now, I reckon there's a few people within the senior ranks that are just ticking the box. They're just going through the motions and they'll say the right things, but they don't necessarily give me the sense that they're really genuinely caring about people, or that they're really there to help us. They're there to get information and maybe to dictate a little bit. And therefore, when it comes to the question, can I trust them? The answer is probably not. And yet there are others that give the impression that all those three key questions are covered off. And I said, well, what happens when you're about to have a conversation, or you've been asked to present to somebody and you're not quite sure about what they're looking for? What do you tend to do? And he said, well, sometimes I just get as much information as possible together and hope that some of it's going to stick, which is not an answer that's dissimilar to what I hear from a lot of leaders and a lot of sales leaders out there. They'll come up with all this information and hopefully some of it's going to stick. It's almost like the machine gun approach. And I said, well, instead of that, what we've got to get better at, and this is where influencing upwards and leading upwards really separates us from everybody else, we need to get really, really clear on what the expectations are. So we need to get good at asking them clear, concise, tactical, but tangible and practical questions around, okay, get clear on What's the expectation? What are you looking for from me? And it could be from a presentation. What are the three or four key points that you want me to cover in this presentation? If you're thinking about trying to set expectations for your role and how the relationship is going to work between you and a senior leader moving forward, we've got to get clear on what those expectations are. What sort of reporting do they want? How often do they want me to ring them? How often do we want to have one-on-ones? What are those expectations? Now, if they're not sure, or if they give you some rhetoric or some ambiguous responses, oh, whatever you think is a fair thing, then that's an opportunity for us to step forward and start leading them. And this is where we influence them and we lead them. Because if the expectations are not clear, then it's incumbent on us to set those clear expectations, and that's where we will lead them. So this is where curiosity comes into it, and we've got to get better at asking high quality questions. So specifically, you know, ask them directly, tell me what specifically you're looking for from me over the next 30 days, and don't leave that conversation until you're really clear on what those expectations are. Because as I said to this, I shared with his client this morning, often what will happen is we'll have a conversation with somebody and we think we've heard what the expectations are. We haven't been clear in terms of asking direct questions, and they haven't been clear in getting really granular on what the absolute expectations are. So both of us walk away thinking that we have an understanding. They walk away thinking, well, I've communicated this really clearly, so it's really clear to me what they're going to do, and I expect X, Y, Z. You walk away and think, well, I think I know what I heard, but you then go away and prepare A, B, C. So when it comes to then getting back together, you're expecting to deliver A, B, C. They're expecting to hear X, Y, Z, and all of a sudden there's a complete disconnect. Why? Because somebody didn't take the time and make it a priority to get really clear on what those expectations are. And as we always talk about from a leadership point of view, that is on us. Now, even though we should be expecting our senior leaders to be a little bit more articulate and a little bit more explicit in terms of what the expectations are, we can't always assume that that is going to be the case. All we can do is take responsibility for everything that happens with us, and therefore we have to take full responsibility for the understanding that we have and therefore the expectations that are in place for that relationship moving forward. So if you go into every conversation with a level of curiosity and your first thought is, I'm here to seek to understand, I just got to understand, 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 before you focus on being understood, then you'll put yourself in a really good position to get really clear and ask the right questions at the right time to get the right responses, to get really clear, therefore, on the expectations you're there to deliver. So keep getting better at asking great questions. And once that happens, just continue to communicate, communicate, communicate. You can't communicate enough. I often say to people, just over-communicate. Just keep communicating, communicating, and communicating, because the worst feedback you can ever get is, oi, you're not communicating enough. You're not telling us what's going on. If the feedback you get is you're over-communicating, great. You can dial it back down because at least you've got something to work with. If you're getting feedback to say you're not communicating enough, then it's almost open slather in terms of, okay, what do they need? Which comes back to that conversation around setting expectations in the first place again. And so when it comes to then delivering the message, one of the key things a lot of people have some challenges with is, well, how do I do this? How do I do this in a structured way? I've got to sit down with a senior executive, or they've asked me to give an update to them on this particular project or this particular program, and I'm not sure I've got this information. How do I actually articulate a message? And I shared with this simple structure, and it's not a big presentation structure, but it's a really simple structure that has three key components, and it's really great for when you've got those in-the-moment type conversations or when you've been given little or no notice to give an update or to make a presentation or have a conversation and share some key insights, that you can actually literally think about this on the spot and be prepared and then have the confidence that you can deliver really robust, directly to the point sort of message, and know that that person's going to receive it with the intent that it's intended. And so understand this, that for every single email that we write, every song we listen to, every presentation we give, every book that we read, every story, there's always going to be three components. There's going to be a beginning, there's going to be a middle, and there's going to be an end. So if you look at your emails, for example, your beginning of an email will be, Hi Darren, that's the beginning. There might be a little bit of introduction in terms of, I'm writing to you today because of, I need updates on these sales figures. The middle part will be the content. So as you can see from the last 30 days, last 90 days, this is what's happened in our sales team. These are the customers that have come on. These are the customers that have left us. These are the customers that are sitting on the fence, whatever. So that the core middle part is the content chunk. And then the end is the conclusion. So as you can see, this is what's happening. So regards Darren, or regards Tom. So you've got a beginning, middle, and an end. So what I shared with my client today was a really simple structure that we can all use, and it works a charm. And I teach this a lot in presentation skills, and people absolutely love it. They have a bit of fun with it, have a bit of a laugh about it, but it's a really robust but really simple and profound structure. And it's simply called tell them. Tell them, tell them, tell them. Now, it's as simple as this. You tell them what you're about to tell them. You then tell them the message, and then you tell them what you just told them. So in the case of an update to a senior executive, they're looking for an update on a program of works, and it may well be, or a big opportunity, and you haven't got a huge amount of time, but this also helps you get really clear on what sort of message I'm going to put in place and be really succinct with that message. So the beginning could be, so Mr. Executive, let me give you an update on Project XYZ. I'm going to give you three core messages here. I'm going to talk about what's happened in the last 90 days, where we are right now, but also what's happening in the next 30 days. So that's the beginning part. I'm going to tell them what I'm about to tell them. Then I'll jump into the tell them part, which is the core middle part of the content. So as I said, I'm going to talk about three key things. So what's happened in the last 90 days is blah, 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 blah. And then I'm going to talk about, so where we are right now is this is what's going on. This is the project we've got in place. These are some of the challenges we're facing. And therefore, leading into the next 90 days or the next 30 days, these are some of the key strategies or key tactics that we're going to be putting in place. Now, in the middle part, this is where it really gets interesting, because too many people put too much information into this middle part, and they tend to overwhelm themselves and therefore overwhelm the people they're speaking with. Keep it down to no more than three or four key messages, because people can remember three better than they can remember seven key messages. So in the middle part, in the tell them part, think about three or four key messages. And then the tell them part at the end is tell them what you've just told them. So as you can see, I've given you three updates. We've had some challenges over the last 90 days, but where we are right now is a great platform for us to really take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of us and really turn that into some momentum moving forward in the next 30, 60, 90 days. So thanks for the opportunity of sharing that with you, and any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Now, you do that in the tell them, tell them, tell them structure. All of a sudden, the message that gets through is really clear, it's really succinct, as long as, and this is a key thing around influence, as long as you've been really clear up front in trying to establish what are those expectations, so that you know you can then formulate your message to that expectation. So when I shared that today with my client, he was just blown away. He said, I didn't realize, I thought something, you're going to share something really, really complicated. This is really simple. And I said, well, it is simple, but it's not necessarily as simple to implement. So you've got to actually practice this. So here's my challenge for you today. If you've got people within your team who are struggling with messaging upwards, or in fact, if you are having some challenges with messaging upwards, think about how, and this is the homework I gave my client today. Think about and reflect on, how well have you been at establishing expectations, first of all? And therefore, have you been struggling with trying to put a message together because those expectations have not been clear? So if that's the case, think about how you can get better, clearer expectations in place, and then look at how you can actually distill messaging down to think about three or four key messages, and that's it, and then formulate it in a tell them, tell them, tell them structure to give you confidence to be able to manage upwards. It's a really simple yet powerful and effective structure to be able to communicate and therefore influence anybody upwards. And this is what exceptional sales leaders do really, really well, and separates them from their compatriots and everybody else, and really puts them in a position where they're unstoppable. So if you're committed to taking your influence to an entirely new level, if you want to become an exceptional sales leader where you can just influence everybody with utmost confidence, and you'd like some help with that, then please, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, pick a time that suits you, and we'll sit down and have a conversation about what that program may look like for you. And of course, as a reminder, as we lead into the weekend, if you haven't connected with me on LinkedIn, please send me a connection request and I'll be sure to accept that. I look forward to connecting with you there. And the final thing before we close off is, if you're able to, please subscribe to the show. That will enable me to send you a notification when a new episode is up and running. And of course, if you can please, particularly on iTunes, if you can rate the show, that'd be awesome, because that will enable me to attract other people just like you to the show. So until Monday, have a fabulous weekend. I hope you finish off the week really strongly. Rest up and get ready to reflect, re-energize, and then get ready to reload for a new week on the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.